A Short and Moral Life. On the night of April 23rd, 1865, 8 days after President Abraham Lincoln met his end in the Ford Theater, a young man named Silas Soule, Civil War and Indian Wars veteran and a constable in a frontier town called Denver, Colorado, ran into two men late who, presumably drunk, were shooting their revolvers irresponsibly. No one knows what was said, but in a matter of minutes, Charles Squire, a ne'er-do-well with a rap sheet and a venomous hatred for Abraham Lincoln, shot Silas Soule in the head. Soule died almost instantly. So ends the short, eventful life of Silas Soule, who had, on April Fool's Day, just 3 weeks before, married his 18-year-old sweetheart named Hersa Coberly. Soule was just 26 years old. Now, every Thanksgiving, Northern Cheyenne and Arapaho kids take part in a commemoration of the Sand Creek Massacre of 1864, when Native men, women, and children were slaughtered by a regiment of 650 Colorado troops who were themselves incensed by bloody acts perpetuated by Native people in eastern Colorado. To white people, those attacks kept Denver and Colorado from growing, business from thriving. To Native folks, those attacks came in retribution for the way their land was simply bulldozed away. It's an old story. The Arapahoes in Northern Cheyenne want to remember. So every Thanksgiving, a whole number run from way out east in Colorado to Denver for what they call spiritual healing. They want to remember. Most white folks would rather forget. At Sand Creek, the leader of the Colorado 1st Cavalry was Colonel John Shivington, a powerful man and a military hero nicknamed the Fighting Parson. It's not an exaggeration to say he thought Native people vermin. He said so. The Fighting Parson was a preacher of the word, a Sunday school teacher. Roles white folks would also rather forget. The Sand Creek Massacre Spiritual Healing Run Walk was created to remember the deaths of their ancestors at Sand Creek, as well as to honor Silas Soule, who was among the officers riding along with Shivington on November 29, 1864. A man who commanded his troops not to shoot because he knew what would happen would not be a fight but a massacre. In the 1850s, Soule, like his father, was a determined abolitionist of the John Brown School, a freedom fighter who, as a teenager, ushered runaway slaves into the Underground Railroad because he saw human slavery as a cancer that had to be cut out of humankind. Soule was neither angel nor saint, but he refused to participate at Sand Creek and then made public his shame at what had happened by accusing Shivington of inhuman slaughter. Some people believe that in 1865, when Charles Squire shot Silas Soule through the head, it was in retaliation for Soule's accusations against the horrors of Sand Creek. To frontier Denver, Colonel Shivington was an authentic American hero. How it is that some men and women are capable of running against the tide when they determine that there is higher moral ground is an almost unanswerable question. What was it in his character that led him to tell his troops he'd shoot them if they used their carbines at all? Just exactly what went on in Soule's soul to prompt him to disobey his commander's massacre is a mystery we'll never divine. You got to go a lot of miles on gravel to get to Sand Creek today. All those stones could do some wholesome damage to your car. But there are a few who go, and some of them run all the way to Denver just to remember, which is to say, not to forget.